Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Chef Plum's done all the hard work in the kitchen, so Anna and Raven don't have to.
Memorial Day weekend is here. Firing up those grills, unofficial start of summer. Joining us, Chef Plum. You can listen to his podcast, Plum Love Foods, wherever you get your podcasts. Plum, lots of grilling. Give us your best tips. Well, hold on. Actually, I'm going to ask you a question first.
Okay, go for it.
Do I have to oil or Pam spray the grates of my grill before I cook on it?
It's a good question. And like a lot of people don't think about this. It's called seasoning your grill, just like you would season a cast iron pan. I generally do. I don't use the Pam spray. I'll just take a paper towel with some olive oil on it and just rub it on the grates. So it helps things not stick.
Yeah.
People jury's out if it actually makes a difference. I do it because I think it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could tell you that I was lazy and I didn't do it the other day and I got really thin chicken breasts and they just fell apart and they were just stuck to the grill.
It'll rip them right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trick is you flipped them too early.
Right.
Oh.
Right. The food will not stick when it's ready to be flipped.
Interesting.
Isn't
okay.
That crazy?
That's good to know.
Yeah. So if you leave it sitting there, my wife does the same thing when she grills. Sometimes it just sticks. I'm like, you're flipping it too early. Just let it sit for a little bit longer. Key thing with the grill. Right? Nice and hot. Right? Don't start cooking on your grill till it's hot. Even if you have a gas grill, turn it on, 5 minutes early so it gets nice and hot. If you have a gas grill or a charcoal grill, what I like to do is keep one side hot, one side not. Right? So if I have a gas grill, I'll turn two of the burners on and leave the other one off. Charcoal grill, I'll put the charcoals on one side, keep the other side without it. Reason being, because then you can have one side that's not so hot, one side that is. So you can cook really fast and you can let it rest over on the other side.
Plum, once you get your grill up hot, right, into temperature, where is it you want to be living with that temperature? Because, a lot of times mine is hovering around 500 degrees.
Yeah, I was going to say about 500. Get it nice and hot. You're grilling here. You're not like trying to slow roast something or something like that.
Right.
But if you want to roast something on your grill, treating it like an oven, keep one side hot, one side not.
I just buy the pre-made hamburgers. I'm like, they did the work for you. I don't know why you have to buy the ground beef and make your own patties.
Right.
But I'm going to guess you make your own patties.
Of course.
Okay. So what do you do and how do you season them for the grill?
Yeah. So when I'm going to cook burgers on the grill, I'm going to make my own mixture of ground beef. You want to get really crazy, you can get like ground chuck and ground short rib or whatever, but just buy good ground beef. You'll see numbers on it. It'll say, 85-15. What those numbers are lean meat to fat content, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of the fat content. Fat is where the flavor's at. Fat makes it taste good. Trust me, that's what you want. The higher fat content, the better the taste is going to be. Don't push your burgers on your grill. Don't put them on the grill and then press them. All you're doing is squeezing all the flavor out of it. And you see the juices coming out of it. You're like, oh, look at that. And the fire's shooting up. That's all your flavor going into the fire.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Good to know.
You do the thing where you like put a dent in them. Or whatever, like
I've seen people do that.
Yeah,
I've even seen people put the ice cube in it.
My wife puts a dent in it, and but they still end up puffing up.
Yeah, so the dent thing, the dent in the middle of it, is so it doesn't puff up because when it cooks, the air expands, pushes it, so it forms.
Yeah,
it kind of works. It kind of doesn't. But after you let it rest, it should go back down anyway too.
All right, so we got this 80-20 ground beef,
correct.
And now what are we going to do?
We are going to salt it. Right, salt is very, very important. Salt is your best friend. And you want to put more salt than you think. When you think you got enough, add more. Here's why: when you put it on the grill, a lot of it comes off.
Okay.
Right. Don't black pepper it. Black pepper burns. If you put black pepper over an open flame, it will burn and taste bitter. Finish it with black pepper. Don't cook it with black pepper.
Do you subscribe to the one flip only? One flip only is what I do on burgers.
Yeah.
It goes on. All right. I get X amount of minutes on that side. I flip it one time. And once I feel like I checked it, cheese goes right on top.
And let it sit with the cheese and melt, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I think so. I think in my world, yes. I think you'll do have those people who want it well done and stuff like that where you have to keep moving it or it's going to burn on the outside too much. And those people, anyway, we don't really like them. So.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
That's how my wife takes a burger.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's upsetting.
Chef Plum, listen to his podcast, Plum Love Foods, wherever you get podcasts.
Thanks, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.